Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to the Delek Group Results Conference Call. If you have not yet received a copy of the financial results, please find them on the company's website at www.delek-group.com. Before we start, I would like to refer you to the company's safe harbor statement. Some of the information that we are providing during the conference call may include forward-looking statements. There are various important factors that may cause the company's actual results to differ significantly from those set forth in the forward-looking statements. This conference call does not replace the need to review the company's periodic and quarterly reports, which include the full information about the company, including information that is considered forward-looking statements as defined in U.S. federal securities laws. All participants are at present in a listen-only mode. Following management's formal presentation, instructions will be given for the question and answer session. I would now like to hand over the call to Ms. Dina Vince, Delek Group's Investor Relations. Ms. Vince, would you like to begin?
Thank you, operator. I would like to welcome all of you to Delek Group's conference call to review our first quarter 2015 results. I would also like to welcome Mr. Assi Barshal, President and CEO, Mr. Amit Kornhauser, Controller, Mrs. Yael Giron, Delek Group's Legal Counsel, and Mr. Gil Bashan, our Chief Analyst, who are here with me today on the call. Following the summary of the results, management will be available to answer any questions. An English translation of the results is available on our website. I will now only provide a brief summary. In terms of some of our highlights, our first quarter net income amounted to 210 million shekel, compared with a net loss of 195 million shekel in the first quarter of last year. The group's cash balance as of March 31st, 2015, strengthened to 3.8 billion shekel, including our unutilized credit line. We started 2015 with a more focused business. This is reflected in our balance sheet, following the sale of some of our non-core assets in the past few years. This continued in the first few months this year as well. We sold additional Delek US shares, which contributed a gain of 115 million shekels in the quarter. Furthermore, we continued negotiations to sell control of Fenix Holdings as part of our strategy to focus on our core E&P assets. We continued successful production of natural gas at the Tamar field. Finally, our board of directors approved a dividend distribution to shareholders of 150 million shekels for the quarter, which is 71% of our net income. If we look at each sector briefly, in the upstream business, Tamar produced 1.97 BCM in the first quarter of 2015, compared with 1.7 BCM, including Yam Tessess, last year. In addition, Tamar sold 93 million barrels of condensate in the quarter, compared with 76 million last year. Net income from the sector for the quarter was 67 million shekel, compared to net income of 38 million shekel last year. The growth was mainly due to an increase in the revenues from the Tamar project, as well as a decrease in financial expenses versus last year. More recently, at the beginning of May, Israel Electric Corporation partially exercised their second option. As a result, the maximum total amount that Tamar partners will supply will be 87 BCM instead of 99 BCM. We believe that the increase in local demand will utilize the balance. With regards to Leviathan, our 22 TCF natural gas reservoir, we continued our discussions with the various regulators. We all aim to reach an agreement for a comprehensive solution, which will create the necessary certainty for the partners to make the investment decisions for Leviathan's development. Turning to our other businesses, Delek Israel, our local Israeli gas station company, contributed 15 million shekels to our net income in the quarter, compared with a profit of 28 million shekels last year. The decrease was due to lower worldwide distillate prices. This was offset by higher sales volumes in refueling and retail areas. In the insurance sector, we continued to advance the sale process of the control of Fenix. We agreed with Boston International to extend the period of exclusivity. With regard to IDE, our water distillation business, we've just launched a sale process, and we will update you as we progress. In summary, we successfully continued with our strategy of focusing our business on exploration and production of energy. As you've seen, we've made significant recent progress towards this goal. In the near term, we're focused on completing the sale of Phoenix as well as advancing the IRE sale process. In addition, our financial strength with almost 4 billion shekel in available cash enables us to actively explore possible strategic investments in foreign upstream oil and gas exploration companies with operational capabilities. Finally, we believe we're progressing with our talks with the regulators in Israel, which we hope will create the economic and regulatory certainty for Leviathan, Tamar, and the entire local E&P sector. We will continue to update you as we progress. With that, if there are any questions, we will all be happy to take them now. Operator?
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we'll begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star one. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star two. If you are using speaker equipment, kindly lift the handset before pressing the numbers. Your questions will be polled in the order they are received. Please stand by while we poll for your questions. The first question is from David Draiman of Draiman Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Hi, everybody. Congrats on the quarter. I was just curious about the strategic investments that you mentioned that you're hoping to make in the future. Can you give us any more clarity on what you're looking for, where it's gonna be in the sort of the scope of the type of investment?
Yes. We are looking for a company which is, first of all, will be a foreign company, not Israeli, because the idea is that we will not be dependent only on the Israeli operation. We would like to have one leg, of course, in Israel, and the second one will be outside, abroad. We are looking at a company which has some licenses or leases, but we would like that they will have the capability to be an operator also. The idea is that we will not be dependent in the future with operators because until now, Delek was always in all the participation that they made in the license in Israel was with other operators. That's the main philosophy behind our willing to have some such company.
Can you go into a little bit more about the timeline? Do you have anything on the cards right now? Can we expect announcements in the coming quarter?
No. First of all, we're not negotiating with anybody now, but we hired two international banks that are looking. We are checking. We are trying
Okay.
to get some information on the companies, but it will be somebody. Something will come up. Of course, we will report about it.
Great.
Until now, we don't have any news.
Okay. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much, and good luck again on the coming quarter.
Thank you.
The next call is from Chris Reimer of Barclays. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Hi. I was wondering if you could make any further comment on the current negotiations with the government and what you might see as a good arrangement for you.
Unfortunately, I cannot give more information, but most of the information is in newspaper, so I guess it's not a secret. But still, you know, it's a new government, new infrastructure, Minister of Infrastructure, new Treasury Minister, that I just yesterday heard that he will not take care about the natural gas business. So I don't know. But there is some progress, we think. Let's see what will happen. We don't know if the Antitrust Commissioner will still be in his job on the next 3 months or he's leaving immediately. So we don't know exactly. I guess.
That was my following question. I was going to ask if you anticipate any further delays that, you know, it's with the change in personnel and everything, everyone involved. Would you say maybe 3 months or 6 months or do you see it even going longer than that?
I don't know. I guess nobody as an operator, I think, has said that they will need a few months to arrange themselves from the point that they will have a green light to go forward. So I don't know. First of all, it's a question when the government will decide or will have a decision, when will we sign the agreement, and how long it will take to Nobel to be prepared to develop Leviathan. So really, I don't know. It's not something that I'm hired. I don't know.
I see. Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
If there are any additional questions, please press star 1. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. Please stand by while we poll for more questions. There are no further questions at this time. Before I hand over the call to Mr. Bartfeld for his concluding statement, I would like to remind participants that a replay of this call will be available on Delek Group's website, www.delek-group.com. Mr. Bartfeld, would you like to make your concluding statement?
Yes, okay. Thank you very much for all of you that were on the conference call. As always, if you have any questions, don't hesitate to call us. We will give you a full discover and full all the answers. And I wish you a good weekend. Thank you very much.
Thank you. This concludes Delek Group's first quarter 2015 results conference call. Thank you for your participation. You may go ahead and disconnect.